Welcome to Yachting USA.
How you doing?
It's good to see you. Nice to see you here. What a beautiful day.
This is the best Newport show weather I've seen in many years here.
This is spectacular. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say not a cloud in the sky. There's a couple little wisps out there, but this is stunning.
Yeah.
Perfect boat show weather.
Absolutely.
And just walking over here, the docks are pretty full.
Yes.
And I know you've been busy talking to some people today, so.
Yep, been a good day picking up. Of course, we were worried about boaters being out because it's so nice on the water. We don't have a lot of those left up here in the north, but they're out here anyway, walking the docks, checking out the new stuff.
There you go. And talk about new stuff. Solus boats. Is it Solus boats or power boats?
I want to make sure.
Solus boats. I got it right the first time.
Yep.
A good friend of mine has got one of your 41s, and I've been across to the Bahamas on it a couple times. Spectacular boat. I mean, there's the details in it from magnetic cup holders, which seem inconsequential, but boy, when you're out on the boat using them, they're great. To the way the interior is laid out and the way the helm's laid out with all the displays, that's a cool boat. But I saw something new today. I saw your 28 HCS, and you just won the Newport Boat Show Best Power Boat of the Show for a new boat product.
Yes.
Yep, congratulations.
Thank you very much. We were thrilled with that. Along with a bunch of other companies, entered for, you know, new product that we came out with.
Yep.
That boat's only been out for about 3 weeks now.
Wow.
So it's brand new.
Wow.
And we're really excited to win that. I actually FaceTimed with Steven and Sarah on Friday to show them the award. It's been about 3 years, I think, since we've been here with Solus. And the last time we were here, we won Best Power Boat. So
speaking
we were thrilled
Steven
to win it twice.
Sarah, we met in Bimini a few months ago during the Piper's Angels Crossing, and they were generous with their time, and it was great to have their boat over there, and what a great couple they are.
Yep.
So let's, because I know nothing about the boat. I admit I don't know what I don't know when it comes to this boat. Probably nobody does because it's so new. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the boat? What made it special? How did it win the award?
So there's a lot of innovation stuff on that model. We did, you know, Steven took a lot of time designing it. We basically, engineering us, sat down and just kept looking at all the different boats that are out there and try to pull the best of everything, put it together in one package.
Right.
It's a lot of unique features on this boat for a hybrid. There's some hybrid boats out there now. You know, more people are getting into that market.
Right.
And this one just checks every box, whether you're going to be hardcore fishing the boat on Saturday or just cruising to the sandbar on Sunday. It's got all the features of doing that. It's truly a boater's boat.
So that's what you mean by hybrid. It's not dedicated to one discipline or another. You cross over between a couple uses.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. With that boat, you know, if you notice on the back, we have the beautiful fold-out transom ladder for boarding. It's got the grab rails on it, and we did the same thing on the bow. So when you're pulling up on the beach, you get that great bow ladder that you crawl
up
in.
You jump and
up to get it. And we also have fresh water up there, so when you come up, you can rinse off before you get on the boat if you choose to. And
details matter.
Yep. And then,
it.
You know, in a matter of minutes, you can pop all the cushions off because they're magnetic, of course, like everything that Steven does. And everything pops off, and you can turn into a hardcore fish boat in a matter of minutes. Just popping everything up and drop a filler in the bow.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What else? How is it powered?
It's the boat comes standard with the Yamaha 300s on it, which is a great package for it. We also have the Burke. You can go up to 750 horsepower on there.
Wow.
So,
okay.
You know, if you want to do 60 miles an hour or almost 70 miles an hour, it just depends on how fast you want to run her.
Right, right. No, that's amazing. What kind of a range does she have?
It's got a about a 200-mile range in it with the 300 on it. So it's good range for, again, for a boat that size. It's got a good-sized fuel tank in it so the guys don't have to go out for the day. They don't have to worry about coming in and filling right up before they go out again tomorrow.
Right,
and that was
right.
The way it was designed. We always try to put big fuel tanks in our boats.
Okay. And anything unique or special about the helm, the way you've got it set up for operation?
The helm, like our other Soluses, has the nice big power windshield, so it gives you, you know, great visibility if you're out at night because you can pop that windshield open, you can bend it. Talking to the people in the front of the boat. So, you know, some of the unique things that we call the Doherty difference that we do that other manufacturers don't do. We didn't skimp on this boat. We put all that stuff in this boat, too.
That's why
it's got this recognition.
Absolutely. That's cool. So where's she going from here? Are you going to be showing up at other boat shows coming up this season?
Yep. This is boat number one. It's here. I think we have boat four in production already. So we're building them. And we'll have them in the water at the Lauderdale show. We'll have one in the convention center at the Lauderdale show.
Oh, fantastic.
And we'll also be in Annapolis.
Okay. Yep. Okay. It looks like everybody I'm talking to is heading south and going to hit Annapolis on the way to Lauderdale, which is a great segue, right?
Yeah. Typically, the boats from here, all the bigger stuff, will run right from here down to Annapolis. Our boats that are here are all leaving to go back wherever they are, and then we'll have fresh boats for the other shows. So nothing here will be at the shows down there.
Right, right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, this is really cool. I have to congratulate you and the whole Solus organization for this win. And let's see if we can catch up in Fort Lauderdale in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. I'll be in either one place or the other. So Stephen and I sort of swap off.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be good to see Stephen and Sarah down there, too, and more or less their kind of home turf.
Yep.
And until we meet again, Randy, thanks very much. Congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining our show.
And we will see you in Lauderdale.
Yes, you will. And until then, I'm out of here.